Proclamation number 3806 of 20th of June, 1946. God comes himself to the people in the Word. He who dwells in the midst of you in spirit listens to him when he speaks to you. He makes himself known to you in such a way that you will be able to recognize him if you believe, for his words of love sound no different than the words he himself spoke on earth in the shell of the human being Jesus. It is the same teaching which is now conveyed to you through his obvious working through the mouth of the human being. He uses a human cover in order to speak to you through it and to make the ever and eternally constant teaching accessible to you. And his word is truly recognizable as being of divine origin, for it only teaches love, which only divinely directed beings represent, because love is God's direct emanation and draws to itself what is in love again. And thus, if a teaching has the commandment of love as its content, if it wants to educate the human being to love, it also originates from the one who is eternal love himself. But if this teaching of love is conveyed to people in such a way that spiritual strength is recognizable, that the transmission takes place spiritually, then God himself must absolutely be acknowledged as the source where the strength originates, and faith in it must also increase the effectiveness of what originates from God. Accept his word as God's word and you will draw undreamt of blessings from it, for then it will strengthen you earthly and spiritually because you consciously accept the divine emanation of love. He himself is with you in the word. Consider this in your heart and faithfully surrender yourselves to his effect of grace. He teaches you himself, he informs you of his will, of your destiny, he shows you the right path, he gives you promises and encourages you to live in such a way that his promises to you will be fulfilled. He draws you to himself with every word. He courts your love and thus constantly endeavors to lead you over into his kingdom in order to make you eternally happy. He is obviously active amongst his own, yet in order to recognize him you must believe in his love, wisdom and omnipotence. In himself, that he is and that you are his creatures which can never be separated from him. Then you will also be able to assess the value of the gift of grace as far as this is possible on earth. And his word will become effective in you, it will awaken you to life, which you will never lose and thus be blessed for eternity. Amen.